Welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
All right, this is the opening to the opening. Because I just heard the opening that we made in the car, and because the air conditioning was on, it really could be annoying, and I apologize. But I can't redo it. So this is the opening to the opening, apologizing for the opening that's going to have the air conditioning in the background. Also, I got the nicest email from Tina, and it was very nice, and we're going to talk about it next week, and Ivy. We're going to make Ivy next week. I'm going to make you smile so big, your head is going to combust. Your head is going to combust. You're going to smile. Everything's going to melt away, all that other shit, next week. Oh, Ivy, you wait. That's right. All right, so here's the opening to the opening. Sorry about the air conditioning in the background. Hey, let me get him a sip of my coffee. Ah. Well, are you doing all right? You are? Oh. Well, we're going to play a little game since we're in the car with Jake Adams.
Hello.
And Nick Lipa's in the back.
Hey.
And Nick was just asking us in the car. He goes, did you ever see a building and then you think, I think I've been in there, but I don't remember why? Oh, but anyway, we're going to play a little game because we're in the car and I can't read my own notes called Let's See If Jake Can Decipher My Notes. Now, we have a few things I wanted to talk about. One, what's one?
Number one is, hey.
Well, that...
I think you did that up top.
I did that already. Two, Max?
Yeah, Max.
Max.
Max Flounder.
Oh, Max in Florida. Yeah, I do my homework, Max.
That's how it is, Max in Florida.
Yeah, I do my homework. I just ran a red light. Well, Max, you're going to be very happy on today's episode. That's all I want to say. You ask, you shall receive, which is the name of my new show on HBO. What's two say?
Chris Dowski from
Chris
Nerdist.
Dowski
Nerdist?
Is the one that told us to play the Nerdist jingle as sort of a bailout thing. You ask, you shall receive. No, we've been doing the hell out of that, Chris, and it's all because of you. That was a great idea. It's one of my favorite things to do. Oh, my God, Joe McKenzie is so jealous because I like something else besides what he sent. He called me the other day. We'll play the message on my on the next show.
Joe's okay. A Mercedes man.
Yeah, Joe has a Mercedes station wagon. Oh, fancy. I've got... Oh, Joe, pardon me.
I don't drive a BMW.
I don't drive a BMW.
I'm sure. I'm so
great.
I'm so great.
Oh, look at me. The next, what's next? Oh, what's the next one?
PayPay.
PayPay. Oh, that's your daughter's new name, isn't it? PayPay? PayPal. Folks, you know you can go to the Facebook page. We're running out of money for JJ and Gabe. Because that's basically what all the money goes to. Just so you know, all the money we get from PayPal, if it's not a bubble machine, it's paying Gabe and JJ to blow into their metal, you know, their metal horn thing. And you know what? It's worth every penny of it. So, you know, go to that PayPal thing. Do a little something. All right? I don't care. Do what you want. I'm not going to really care. And then there was one other thing. Somebody sent us in. They took a few things that we said and they put it to music. And they who did that? Did I put the person's name?
The I want.
Oh, Somebody, I got it. Somebody sent in a parody of I Want. I Want. And we're going to play it next week. We just got a little behind, but we did not forget about you. Do you know who I'm talking to? It was funny. It was really funny. And the last thing is, somebody sent us in.
Nick.
Is it Nick?
Nick.
Yeah, Nick. He sent us in. We loved it. He sent us in a... He took like a few things that we said and he put it to music and he said he wakes up to it every day. And we loved it. We love what you did with it. And we love you because you need some love. Jesus Christ.
What up, Chris James?
What up, Chris James? Does he listen to the show?
Sure does.
He does?
Every episode.
Chris, you do? Aww. Well, Jake, look out the window. I think I see something, and really look until you find it. All he does is talk about you. Oh, Chris James, where's...
What are you talking about?
No, it's right over there, Jake. Don't stop looking. All he does is... keep looking. And don't talk about it. Just think about what you're looking for in your head. It was a guy with a funny hat on, and I think it said, I love Jake Adams. You keep looking.
Really?
All he does is talk about you. Now we all got to get new socks. You know what he does? He'll jump up and he'll be like, hey, what did you do? Or something he said when you say something out of the blue. You jump up and you spring up. You know what I'm talking about. Oh, Chris James does this. Okay.
Are you still doing the intro?
Oh, yeah, still doing the intro. I was just talking to Nick.
Okay.
Anyway, so listen, that's it. That's the opening. I did it in the car. It's a new show called Todd in the Car with the things.
Podfest?
Podfest. What's that, the 21st, I think?
Or 20th.
20th. 20th. Jesus. Christmas. So anyway, that's that. You're great. And...
We're going to the comedy store.
We're going to the comedy store. It's always exciting. Reminds me of when I first moved out here. So, alrighty, everybody. I think we got everything out of the way. Goodbye. Aristotle, say something nice to everybody and don't fuck it up.
Hey, you. You're looking good today. You are. I mean it. But you know who really needs to know that? You do. You need to know that you look good today. Be proud. Today is your day. Forget the fear. Forget everything. Today is your day and you know it. So take it.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
It's time to start the show. What?
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
Oh my God. Alrighty, everybody.
This little light of mine.
It's the Todd Glass Show.
I'm gonna let it shine.
Guess who's sitting right across
this
from me?
This little light of mine.
Graham Elwood.
I'm gonna let it shine.
And
this
guess who? And we'll get to Graham.
I'm gonna let it shine.
And guess who's back? It feels like he's been gone forever, because he has been. Jake Adams was gone for a month. People are stressed out of their minds. I know what they need. Someone right now is just fucking stressed for nothing.
Yeah.
Talk about being stressed.
I'll tell you what being stressed is about, Todd. Got a lot of work on your plate. You know what I mean? A lot of emails, a lot of phone calls. Get ready for Podfest. It's fun. It's exciting. It's a big party. It's a lot of work. Getting a feature film ready to show for the first time in front of 400 people, most of whom paid for it through Kickstarter and are in it.
You know how to relax people.
You're goddamn right.
Aristotle is here. And also Nick Lipa is here. This is the first time where it's this intimate in a long time, and I'm...
Yeah, usually I come here and there's like 15 people in here.
And you know what? I love when there's 15 people here, but guess what? It's not one or the other. I also... This is really nice. It's very intimate.
Yeah.
Let this song breathe a little. Let people just relax a little.
I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
Everything's going to be fine.
You know, Todd, when I am stressed out, You know what I do?
What do you do? Seriously.
Yesterday, I surfed all day.
Well, people can't surf. Well, that's not good advice.
Well, they're assholes then if they can't surf.
Give somebody, what should they do to relax? Someone's stressed out of their mind, Grant. What should they do?
You know, one of the things I like to do, I like to ride my bike. You know what I mean? Nice, quiet bike ride in high-speed traffic.
Well, what? That's dangerous.
Well, don't be a pussy.
Wow, that was the best opening ever. So listen, this little light of mine, I want to play this really quick. Libby, look, I want to say this. If you don't think we should play them, then I will edit them out. Libby and Lionel are separated for a little while.
Yeah. They went through a rough patch, I think.
But they're very amicable.
They're very amicable.
I make it happy. Why not? We're making up the story. Why not make it happy? Why would we make them?
No, but it's amicable, but I feel like they might be kind of getting back together.
That's what I heard, and that's why I feel bad for playing these messages. She's definitely hitting on Jake. She leaves messages on the voicemail. Can we play one of them?
Sure.
And you'll hear it. She's like, oh, will Jake be there? Yeah, so play, we have three of them. Just play.
Please leave your message after the tone. Press any key to end.
Hi, Jake. It's Libby.
Hold on. I want to do the bit different. He's calling me talking about
Wait, what?
Libby's calling me to ask, will Jake be there?
Okay.
Very, okay. By the way, last night, just so you know, Jake said something to do. We were talking about something he could do with Libby, and I would go, oh, I have the perfect thing. So anyway, Libby is, she's leaving me messages, and I think she's... You'll hear it. Yeah. She's definitely, will he be there? You know, okay. Go ahead, let's hear.
Please leave your message after the tone. Press any key to end.
Hey, Todd, it's Libby. Just calling to say hey. Just seeing what you're up to. I know you're getting ready for the big pod festival or whatever you guys making your pods and everything. Just, you know me, I love a podcast. Sometimes the downloads are a little whiskey, but I don't like it. So I'm just calling to say, hey, I know you're putting your show together with all those young guys. I don't know if you heard Lyle and I are taking a little bit of a break. nothing big. I love him. I love him dearly. Sometimes his shoes make a squeak that I don't enjoy. But I'm to each his own. Let him live. Let him live and let live. And the jazz club. You know, I still go there and I sing. You know, the one microphone smells like bad licorice. But I just see it how you got that one young fella named Jake. I'm a single gal about town and just seeing if he needs an escort or something. Maybe he and I could go do something, whatever he wants the young kids do, take him out. I still got a little pep in my step, you know. We'll go out. We'll maybe
turn it off. Seems like she rushed it in there at the end, just as I was saying, cut it off. That was really good. Well, she's definitely hitting on him, right?
Well, here's what I
What do you think?
I think it's like anyone, if you've ever gone through a breakup, you're kind of hurting and you maybe still miss the person you broke up with. And maybe the breakup, you needed to do it or whatever. Mm-hmm. Say you press it. You know what I mean?
It's
I remember,
a rebound?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of a rebound.
And in this one, I thought she's still cute and it's an older woman, but that's what I thought. But listen to this next one. It gets worse.
Please leave your message after the tone. Press any key to end.
Hey, Todd, it's Libby. Just touching base. just driving around. It's a beautiful day, although the sun, it's glaring off the hood. I don't like the way... I don't think he chamoyed the hood of my car correctly the last time I had it cleaned. But I'm just seeing, Jake, if he wants to, I'm having a little pool party, and maybe Jake could come by in a Speedo, if you know what I mean.
Hold on, pause it. So you got to call her back, Jake.
Call her back?
Yes. What do you mean? Of course. Don't you think you should call her back?
Well, I think, yeah. I mean, I think maybe he should probably try to, like,
I mean, I've never dealt with honestly, the oldest girl I've ever hooked up with is, like, 35.
Yeah, she's
80.
Like, down on my element.
I got to forget her age. She always tells me different numbers. I think she's hiding her age, quite honestly. So I feel like Jake, you might want to kind of nip this in the bud,
because
we know. I mean, Libby's a little persistent, and you know the other thing too. Here's the other thing: I'm on good terms with Lionel, and I don't want him to be like, Graham, some kid is moving in. You know what I mean? Right. He thinks you're trying to move in, which you're not. But you know what I'm saying? I don't want to cause some.
I don't even want any. But to be honest, so don't go. I really think she.
So don't go over. Don't go. You're saying, Jake, you're saying don't go over at all. What are you saying?
Should I'm not saying he should go over. I'm saying he should maybe call her up and just say, you know, hey, Libby, you know, I don't want to give you the wrong impression. Like, I don't know. Say you're seeing somebody or something.
Right.
Or,
that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, she leaves later in the show. I have two more messages. She left. And it later, I'll play them
is
later.
Is one of them the one she was on? You told me once she had a little too much wine?
Yes.
Okay.
She says, you'll hear it, but she goes, she said she had 8 glasses, then it was 10 glasses. I think she had 7-8 glasses of wine.
I feel like I'd be getting into it for the wrong reasons, you know? Like if I dated Libby.
Well, what would the right reasons be?
Yeah, you know, I'm just looking for like a relationship.
You're looking for an 82-year-old woman with barely has any money? Well, no, maybe Jake could think she owned a jazz club. She does.
Well, she's a part owner.
All right, listen. So I get to my part where I relax and everything. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here. We even remember this?
Well, Graham Elwood, he's on the Todd Glass Show tonight. And Graham.
Not yet. You don't get it yet. So let's rip through these stuff. Let's get the business stuff out of the way, right? Okay, first of all, Andrew, thank you for that idea with playing the jingle opening up the show. We did what you asked. We do what you asked. These other podcasts are shitting all over themselves. Because they're nervous because now they say, what, he gives requests to? Like, you know what? I can't. Your producer sits in the same room. It's all confusing to me, and I should just shut up about it. No, to me, if you have a producer, he's in the other room. He's not at your table.
No, you don't have
to. You grew up with radio. He's in the other room in a glass booth. All right, so listen. So the podcast festival. Yeah, I want to talk about it right. And listen, you don't 15-second forward it.
You don't
15-second forward it. This is the only thing I ask. Now, listen, we're going to talk about the podcast festival. First of all,
we had to kick you
out. I got a little.
Is this a bad time to bring it up?
I got kicked out. It's just pure fun. It's better than a comedy festival, and they're great hanging out with comedians. Mm-hmm. If you believe in energies, then there's a fucking great energy there.
It's funny, we were talking about before, and you're just like, how's everything going?
I'm sorry, I have a new disease. By the way, that's a running joke tonight. Out of nowhere, everybody can do it. You just wait. I'm almost sorry I'm launching this because last night I did that to him, and then he waited fucking 15 minutes. I said something, and Jake Adams goes, I laughed so fucking hard. So right after he did it, I looked at him. I went, Jake, can I be honest with you? To George Carlin. I said this last night. We're hanging out at my house. I said, I'm petrified you're going to do it again.
Like, it's the great. It's that thing I did with the Asians and Zach Galifianakis.
Oh, right,
exactly.
So let's all do it tonight. You can wait till something.
Okay.
You just do it to another person. But let's wait a while. Let it breathe. Okay.
Okay.
So what were you? Oh, so the podcast festival. So what are the nights? Like, give everybody get the business. Do the business. Don't be shy about it.
It's September 18th through the 20th. It's Friday, Saturday,
I'm
Sunday.
Just helping it.
Sounds like you're shitting on it.
Oh no! Not by the way. Anybody that knows that I fucking
it's the most fun.
He yelled at me for lowering the lights. I don't know. No, I can't harbor that. That was a year ago. You don't just, you know, hey Todd, we really appreciate you, but you can't lower those lights. No, I don't. I mean, I know it happened, but it's not like I think about it 24 hours a day. Why? And I lay at night and I punch myself in the head. Why can't I just be perfect? Why couldn't I just be perfect?
And then I call you up and go, you fuck with the lights again, you cocksucker. I'm going to fucking slit your goddamn throat, but we'll see you at Podfest.
Podfest. So go through it now. And I'm not going to interrupt you because I'm a good interviewer. Well, I am. People are fucking nervous because I have good interview skills, they say. That's what they say.
Well, so it's September 18, 19, 20, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We're doing a fun thing this year through Sideshow Network, which is one of the sponsors. They it was their idea to add like a preview night on Thursday, September 17th at the Improv. Owen Benjamin, Improv for Humans, and one or two other podcasts, I forget their names, are going to be there as well. So if you bought a weekend pass and you came in from out of town or you live in LA or whatever, you get an extra night this year of a couple extra podcasts. You go to the Improv on Melrose in Hollywood. If you're just like, oh, wow, I want to come to the festival, come Thursday night. You can buy. We'll be selling weekend passes there at the Improv on Thursday night. You're getting an extra night, a couple, like two extra podcasts that you can check out. So that's the thing about it. Now, getting into the – and also there's a live video stream.
Can you break that up in three easy payments? Like, I'm just asking.
No, get your fucking shit to get three easy payments. Oh, yeah, it's like a dump cake. Oh God, we're gonna do that.
About that. Okay, so go ahead.
So, if you can't make it to Los Angeles, because we understand if you live far away, it's a lot of money. You can get the live video stream, which normally is $25, but with two coupon code, I believe it's Todd.
Wow.
Or is it Glass?
It's Glass.
This is
Glass.
Where I can make some money, I heard.
This is. Coupon code Glass.
Shut up. Not you. The people at home that are talking during this. You know, someone's in a room with somebody else. They're like in the background.
Shut up.
We're about to hear Todd Glass coupon code.
Fucking coupon code Glass.
Okay. G-L-A-S-S.
Yeah. Wow. No, he's professional.
That's good. Spell it out. There's a lot of ways to spell Glass. You get $5 off, so for $20, you get all 40-some podcasts and panels the whole weekend. The only things you don't get is the earbud screenings and the stand-up show, but you get everything else.
And they're not good anyway.
Yeah, they're shitty.
I'm the horrible commercial guy. And who wants those anyway? I heard the movie didn't do so well. The
movie sucks, and who wants to watch stand-up?
Yeah, please. Okay, so yeah, and, it is one of those things that sounds so like you're doing an infomercial. It's too good to be true, but some things are just great.
It's so much fun. I'm so like we've been in show business a long time, and we got a you know we've all done I've done TV shows, I've done game shows and stuff that I was kind like I wasn't like ashamed to do them. They were fun, but I was like, well, it was funny, you know, for a game show
or
whatever.
You do the best job you can.
Within the context of that thing. Doing podcasting and doing that festival is just, it's pure. There's no network coming in and well, we might get canceled. There's none of that. It's so much fun. And then you were, you know, before we were doing this, I was like, yeah, it's a little stress doing this. And you said, but Graham, you know, you should really sit back and I hope that you do think about how cool of accomplishment it is. And you know what the thing I do this time of year, because there's a million little details, but I always start getting excited because I'm remembering, and this year's been even different because I've been watching footage for the documentary and we shot a lot at the festival and I'm just going, oh, there's James Adomian. I'm seeing this person laugh and that person laugh. And I'm thinking about just you and I like laughing in the hallway, doing the Who Let the Dogs Out or just all of it. I get so excited because it's a 3-day like party with like there's people like Aisha Tyler. The last time I saw her was last year at the festival. Like there's comics. We're all busy. We're all on the road or whatever. And this is the one time a year you get to laugh with them.
I tell you what it is. I just figured it out. It's yes. The reason we go to comedy festivals, but they're in you know
you got to get in a plane.
Hawaii. Yeah. There's one in. I try to give you a plug, Paul. You got to get in a plane. But what we reap. Even when we have to get on a plane, is that you're with your comedian friends. Everyone has a little bit of a lighter load, and you get to really people you love already, you love even more. People you maybe didn't know, you get to know, and you learn to love them.
Yeah.
So the festivals are always fun meeting new comedians. You know, you really but here's the bonus of this. You never thought, oh, you could do that in town. Like, you're still – everyone's there, and it's sort of like a vacation once you get in there. It's like, oh, yeah, I'm into this. This is what I'm doing. And everybody just – you go in. I don't know. I got lost.
No, you're absolutely right because it's at most – and we got a couple out-of-town acts, which is fun for them. But it's great. Like, we get to have a party in L.A. Like you said, I've had blasts at like Bridgetown, but I'm in Portland and all these – which are great cities. But
we have a big listenership there.
I love Portland.
All right, well, they're good people.
I like it. Rose City, huh?
Do an impersonation. No, I'm sorry.
Oh, Jesus.
That's my new interview style.
Oh, God.
All right, so
what kind of comedy do you do?
I do the kind where I punch you in your face.
Do you guys go on the road like a troop?
Yes, we do. I just say yes.
You just say yes.
Yes, we're a troop. Ask me questions. I'll say yes to them.
Do you wear funny shoes?
Sure, I do. Why wouldn't I? I need all the help I can get.
Do you get nervous before your shows?
I'm nervous right now. I'm nervous 24 hours a day. If you had to go on stage, would you ever forget about it?
No.
Well, that's what I think. That's why I'm there. Look at my hand. Listen, I'm almost done this. It says.
But go to lapodfest.com real quick.
Sure. You're right. Well, I'm professional. Of course I let you remind me.
It's the Audible Presents. Audible's our big overall sponsor this year, which is a big thing. So, lapodfest.com, hashtag Audible LA Podfest.
Keep talking.
Coupon code GLASS, save $5.
Talk about it more. Come on.
The Los Angeles Podcast Festival is the single greatest comedy and entertainment weekend you will ever have in your entire life.
What this?
Imagine landing on the moon.
We have a
while
caller.
Going to Coachella.
We have a call.
Hey, Graham?
Yeah.
My name is Billy.
Hi, Billy.
I went to the podcast festival last year.
Oh, but thank you for coming.
It was so much fun.
Are you coming back this year?
Sure, I'm part of a program.
What's the program?
I don't know. The bit was getting in the wrong direction.
I was part of a program.
I was going to make a wish.
Oh.
But I didn't want to do that. Wait. Although they have a sense of humor. I remember one time Daniel Tosh told me that when the Make-A-Wish kids, you know, when you meet them, he said, of course, he goes, even when they're young, he goes, you forget. Like, yes, when we were young, we had a great sense of humor at 11.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and then they're going through this, you know, whatever it is, cancer. So now they're probably just more brilliant. Like, life hits you. You get it. So if you're already smart, that's why they're these little brilliant kids. So they come in, he goes, they always have a good sense of humor, and they always get the twisted jokes. He goes, now the parents, not so much.
Oh, yeah, the parents. <You're> like, they must be flipping out.
Yeah, but the kids are like, yeah, that's why I want to be here.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, so that's that. Okay, so I think I got out of the way. Nick Clip. Wonder what that means. Nick Clip. Do I have a clip? Something to show? No.
Nicky Clip.
Nicky Clip, podcast festival. We talked about it. The jingle, we did that for you, Andrew. Aristotle's here. This is when I relax.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Libby called me up one time. She just started singing. Like,
what? No, really?
She leaves a message. Can I play it? Do you mind?
Yeah, go ahead.
She sings the whole song. You know what's adorable?
She sings this song.
Yeah.
She sang you a song?
She sings. She just leaves me. She goes, hey, Todd, you know, in her Libby voice. And then, you know, the thing is, we'll just play it for a little while.
What song was it that she sang?
She'd be like, "Once upon a time there was a."
Who did
they raise a glass and sing a song?
Wow.
Yeah,
she sang that song.
It was nice.
She must have had a different take on it.
She always has a different take.
Pause it.
You know what's so adorable about her?
What's that?
She must have had Lionel put reverb on it.
She has a little reverb, and
she's so adorable. She goes, Lionel. You hear her saying, "Turn on the reverb."
So is this before they broke up?
Yeah, this is before.
Or is this kind of when you thought they were maybe getting back together?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So maybe the Jake call stopped after this. She started doing the singing.
This is bad. I love when you try to bring a bit. I like bits to make sense too, even in some weird way. But wait a second.
Whatever. I have to have this storyline fucking work.
So you
let her down easy, and then
okay,
right. And then line. Oh, that makes sense now.
Please leave your message after the tone. Press any key to end.
No reverb first.
Hey, Todd, it's Libby. I'm here at the jazz club with Lionel, and we're kind of working it out, and we're having a great time. And I just wanted to, I appreciate your support, you know. Sometimes it's a little heavy-handed, but I really enjoy the support that you give. You know, you're always there for Lionel and I. You don't come by the jazz club as often as I'd like. And the last time, I think you ordered one too many drinks and you didn't tip as well. But we appreciate, I love it when you come by. The wait staff loves you. That one girl, maybe not so much, but everybody thinks you're great. We love everything you do. And I just, you know what? Lionel, can you get it ready? I want to sing, Todd. A song. Is that the song we rehearsed? Hold on. Hey, Todd, this is. Hold on. She's trying to sing a song. Todd, I gotta tell you something. We had a rough patch. You know what I'm saying? We're working it out. You know what I mean? Man to man. You know what I'm saying? We're working it out. So I just gotta tell you that we're gonna.
just trying to get Todd squared away. We got to get the music queued up right. All right, Todd, get ready now. Maybe flip the side of the tape so you get the whole message. I'm going to put some reverb on it. Baby, get back on the phone. Sing Todd a song. Hello, Todd?
Oh.
Is Todd? Oh, it's still the machine. Okay, Todd. I still want it. Are you ready? All right. Once upon a time, there was a tavern.
She sings the whole song.
Where it was the tavern, the lighting, I didn't like it. Where we used to raise a glass or two, the second one was dirty. Remember how we laughed away the hours and dreamed of all the great things we would do. Sometimes you would make suggestions like going to get a cupcake. I don't like cupcakes. The frosting, they kind of tickle the bottom side of my nose, and then I feel like I have a whisker in there. There were days, my friend, we thought they'd never end. We'd sing and dance forever and a day. The last time I danced, I had a bad shoe, and it really hurt the bottom part of my ankle. But I danced through it. We had a wonderful... We'd live the life we chose. We'd fight and never lose. Those words don't really rhyme. I didn't write it, but it makes it. For we were young and sure to have our way. La, la, la.
Oh.
Todd? All right, he's still not there. Then the busy years went rushing by us.
By the way, that's not far off from some older people when they...
Yeah, that's...
I don't know if now, but like I remember voicemail and like from my... From an older person, they're like
when you fall,
baffled by
it. Baffled when voicemail and
hello
first came in. Are you there? Pick up. Remember when it was the pick up?
Oh, but especially no. Here's what happened. I realized when it went to voicemail, where you just had it through the phone, right. There was no picking up.
And they would still do that.
Hello, pick up if you're there. No, it's you're already
there's
went.
There's a
to,
robot.
Yeah, there's a robot. You dumb.
You're talking. You're
that's
inside
nice.
A computer.
That's not nice. Let's play Graham in. Bring it up. Here we go. It's Graham Elwood, everybody. That's the way you fucking start a show.
That's right.
How you doing? My guest is Graham Elwood. You know him from... I go old school. Oh, hey, are we...
Periscope.
That's right. Turn the lights up. I never act natural when we're I try to. Okay, this is the way I normally am. I'm just doing my podcast, but I can't not just do it. Well, you know, I can't just...
Somebody said you let the dogs out.
No, Graham. Well, I think it's... I don't want to get into it. I think that's water under the bridge, but I didn't let the dogs out.
I was willing to let it go, but you just brought it up. So I.
You're willing to let it go? No. Never mind. It's hard when we get into this to then go back to being silly. So while we still have one foot on the ground,
okay.
Let's not. You made a mistake, and I'm not.
How did I make a mistake?
I'm trying to back out.
I'm trying to back out too, but I'm just saying. You just said I made a mistake. I'm curious.
I don't care. You know I didn't let the dogs out, Graham, because you know you remember you even said it.
I didn't have a key
to the house, so there would have been no way that I would have gotten into the house.
Did you not lock it? Did you not lock the house?
That's what I'm saying. You didn't lock the house
because I don't know what I'm.
You know what I'm saying,
Graham? You let the dogs out.
There's no way.
Okay, guess what? Guess what?
Because
I want to be the bigger. No. Listen, I'm going to be the bigger person.
I'll walk away.
I let the dogs out. There, I did it. I said it. If it's going to make our friendship better, I did it. Who cares if I didn't?
It was just for a walk.
Who cares if I didn't do it?
Okay, so you're not copping to it.
No, then. I'm saying I did it.
But then you're saying, oh, but I didn't. So just,
own it. Hey, if somebody's taking the bullet, let them take the bullet.
Okay, thank you.
I'm saying I did it, even though I didn't.
Oh, so
gives
right
a
there,
shit?
That back at the end. I go, even though I didn't. That's what's pissing me off. So just let the goddamn dogs out.
Listen.
I came here to do your podcast, have a good time, or a Periscope, everyone's sending hearts.
And then all of a sudden,
I'm being told that I let the dogs out when I know, in fact, that that's not what happened.
Graham, I asked you, I had video footage from the side camera at my house, and I asked you if you wanted to watch it because I said I saw you on the camera letting the dogs out. You go, I don't want to watch it.
You've let the gate open before I got there. So that's the thing.
Yeah, you had a dog.
Before, that doesn't matter.
It does matter. What do you mean it doesn't matter? If you didn't have a dog, yes, I would go into your house and I would leave the gate open. Once you had a dog, it was different.
Yeah, but you always kept leaving it open because when I got the dog, you didn't leave it open.
In the beginning, that was 6 months ago.
I can't even.
It was a year ago, actually. I let the dogs out.
Okay,
there you go. Hey, Graham, look at me. I'm a big person. It's hard to admit when you're wrong. So even if I didn't let the dogs out, I let the dogs out.
But you're not
saying I did it.
What are you saying? Even if I didn't,
I did it. How about that? Is that what you need? Hey, Graham, if you need me to say this to make you happy, look at me in the eye. I did it. You got me. You got me.
He sounds like you're placating me.
What kind of dog was it?
You got me. What kind of dog was it? We know what type of dog it was.
Oh, I need to bring that up again.
That was a commitment.
All right. Thank you, Periscopers.
Thank you. We hope you have. We like to do it. We hope that you like. We know we. Why isn't that? That character's fun to do. I could do that for another five
minutes.
Listen
to the whole episode.
Well, you hope you liked it.
See a podcast. Somebody said.
It's fun to do.
Somebody said Jake Adams let the dogs out.
This little light of mine. Sure, my show changes people. Bring another level. This is like a movie. My podcast is like a movie. I'm gonna let it shine. This is a part of the movie where it shows us doing our podcast, but you don't hear us. You know what I mean? The part of the movie, it's like us laughing at the podcast, meeting people at the podcast fest.
It's a montage. Hugging.
Yeah. It's me meeting the woman that lived in the Antarctica at the podcast fest last year. Whoever she, you know, the
woman. You met a woman from the Antarctica last year?
Somewhere, somebody. Oh, Alaska. Is that the Antarctica? It shows me talking about this.
Yeah.
Well, it fades down, then it comes back in.
Yeah.
Then it shows you getting on a plane in the morning, heading to, where's the furthest place you went in this fest, in the documentary? Where's the furthest place you went?
The outback of Western Australia.
Are you serious?
Far away.
Yeah.
It's on the other side of the world.
It shows you on the other side of the world walking down the street. You and everybody that's going there to shoot it. This is the shot right now. Picture it. You see it?
Just on a one-lane road, and the outback is desolate. There's nothing.
This little light of mine.
Credits roll.
This podcasting is mine.
Podcasting is the future. Credits roll.
Podcasting is the future. Podcasting is the future. I'm a bummer. A truck just pulled over and let you guys all hop in. I don't know.
Thanks, friend.
I don't know how to end it. You all get murdered. I have to get out of the bit.
I'm going
to
let it shine. Then you see our skulls roll down the street.
All right, listen, I have a lot to get to. Who am I fooling? I'm really dying to hear this. So can we take a? Jake went to San Francisco. You know what? We'll play this when we go to our first. We'll take a break. I know what I'm doing. I'm very professional. Jesus Christ!
My name's misspelled on the back.
I know. I told him he wouldn't listen. No, who told me how to spell it?
Wait, it's misspelled where?
It's one L in Elwood.
Oh, no, that's right.
Yeah, there's two L's.
Oh, we double-checked.
No, it's minus an L day. No, seriously, we celebrate it every whatever today's date
every
is.
Time you're on the podcast 10 times, you get an extra letter in your name.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Sure.
Great.
It's a bonus. Now, listen, here's what I want to do with you. I want to ask you, do you want to... Okay, let me get something out of the way, because I think it's... There's a woman that says, I want... Play the okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, just isolated from something. Okay. You can't do better than that. And then there's a woman, and then there's a woman ordering food at a restaurant. So we have so many requests for this I want lady. It's getting out of control. Charles said, why don't we take the okay lady and the other lady, she just sits and tells what she wants. Have we played this with you before?
No.
Okay, so play the woman. This is her listing things. She's heard us do the bit on the show, and I'm glad that she wasn't offended because it has nothing to do with her. She's just sitting saying, I want, she's listing all her favorite foods.
Wait, really? She heard it? Heard
yeah,
she,
yeah. Someone emailed me, and then they emailed me her response, and she goes, oh, I was flattered. And I was like, oh. And then since then I mentioned it, I'm so glad that she wasn't insulted because it has nothing to do with her. She's just sitting there listing all the perfect foods, and she's right. She knows what she's talking about. I want a corner slab piece of purple icing birthday cake. Now you might go, well, corner slab, obviously, more icing. That's what you want when you're craving something. Who knows? I guarantee you purple icing has more sugar in it because it's darker, and that's why it tastes sweeter. For some reason, she knows fucking purple. So anyway, so we play it, and then he said, why don't you put the okay person in there and see if they can like act like it's her waitress at a restaurant. She's her waitress saying okay to everything. I think it might be funny. I'm a little scared right now.
I want, for myself, not to share, a whole sack of Krispy Kreme donuts, the traditional ones.
She's like
that
this.
Have been covered with glazed sugar.
Okay, here's
her. Okay.
You can't get them here. You have to go to Toronto.
Okay.
I want braised oxtail with dirty rice and beans.
Okay.
Tandoori chicken, lemon chicken, chicken scallopini, veal scallopini.
Okay.
Here's what I want to do.
I want.
Can you act like you're her waiter? I just love to ask. I probably asked 10 people to do this. You get to be the waiter. She's sitting there at a restaurant. Let's get a little restaurant noise. How would you deal with it?
Why can't you find princess? How would you?
No, hold on.
Where's this woman from? Where is it?
She's in a restaurant. That's where we're putting her, and she's ordering from you.
Where'd you get this from?
Oh, she's sitting on YouTube, just sitting listing things she wants.
Oh.
I want a Costco hot dog. You know what I told her? Go to fucking Costco.
Yeah.
On a future show, I want an old show. I'm reusing jokes now. I'm saying, oh,
she sounds like she's a master criminal that got captured and is making a deal. And
can you? Someone is going to love you. The other one I had was the I want lady is holding people hostage, and that's what she wants. So they asked if you would be the hostage negotiator.
Yeah, I want to be the hostage.
And they'll put some sounds in the background. Hey, fucking Max. Yeah, you asked for it, you get it. That's my new show. You want it, you got it. Wasn't that a show in the 70s? Yeah. You asked for it, you got it. My shows, you asked for it, you got it. Same name.
Yeah. Todd Glass, man of the people.
Todd Glass, you asked for it, you got it.
Got it.
Hey, Todd, do you think you could play the I Want Lady and the Okay Lady? Done, hello. Ding, 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 done. Ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding. Bell, 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 ding, 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 bell, bell, ding. There you go. That's worth it for me. Thank you. I'm like I'm like a baby infant around here. Just ring a bell.
A baby infant instead of an adult infant?
Hey, watch your mouth. I come right over there. I'm not usually the aggressive one in the bits.
I love how you reached your arm back. Yeah.
To me, that was you, like something you would do. Like, hey, you're going for the gun or something. You know what you should do? Oh, I'm going out of order. Let's do this first. But how about this? After this, do you want to know what we're going to do?
What's that?
Do you want to know? I don't have to tell you.
No, don't tell me.
Well, I'll tell you anyway. After this, we're going to do good cop, good cop. Like, their reputation's so bad that one's being nice, the other one's being even nicer. Because, right? Do you get it?
Yeah, I
because
got it.
They tell, go out there. You need to. Okay, but that's next.
Wow.
What a show. Other shows wish they had things coming up next. For them, it's just what they're doing in the moment. Me, I predict the past and the future. Well, anybody can predict the past, I guess.
Yeah.
You fooling. Yeah. What happened last night? Oh, no, I guess you couldn't if you claim you didn't know the person. But anyway, you get the gist of what I'm saying. All right, so can we play the? Can we get some helicopters, I guess? Maybe she's in a building. Do you want to paint a picture?
Where, sure.
What's she in, like a third story? Who's she holding in there? If you want, you don't have to do anything. I don't give a shit.
No, she's holding. Gordon Ramsay. She's
a little helicopter. Let's get it.
Gordon Ramsay. She's holding some people hostage. It's kind of, I'm a movie guy. I think it's Dog Day Afternoon.
Okay. And she's in a what's the building, like a 20-story building?
Nah, she's in like the ground floor of like a 6-story office building.
What city? No. I just like to know when I do a bit. I'm sorry. Am I asking too many questions?
No. This is good. This is good.
Maybe you were right about the helicopter. Maybe you were right about
she's
the helicopter.
She's back in Chicago, where I'm from. So I'm going to be a Chicago Police Department hostage negotiator.
What's the weather like?
I would go right now. We're going to probably say this is early fall.
Now, listen, I got to defend Jake, even though that you might be thinking, what's it matter? I get it. What's it matter what the weather's like?
Sometimes it does.
It's hot. Ooh, it's hot out here.
It's hot.
You know what I mean?
So we're going to say it's early October.
And she's up in a, what is she? Who's she holding hostage?
She's holding at least a dozen people that worked inside of this Krispy Kreme. She held up a Krispy Kreme.
Really?
So there's a dozen people in a Krispy Kreme. It's in the bottom floor of an office building. So you've got office people. You've got workers in there, right? You've got them all in there. You got people on lunch break. You got a guy who's just like, hey, I'm a Joe guy. I got to go just get a Krispy Kreme. And she fucking goes in there, strapped full of dynamite. So she's just coming. She's coming to the door, and she's put her dynamite pack on in the middle of the room and made everybody around it. So she comes out to the door and like, oh, I could blow everyone up if you try to detain me. Like,
and she's yelling out the window to the cops?
Yeah, the cop is a couple feet away from her.
You probably use that phone as your mic.
Of course.
David Castellano.
What is she wearing?
She's wearing, I would say, kind of a
probably something. Can I guess?
Yeah.
Just for the hell of it? She's got to move around. She's got to jump around. It's something like almost like a one piece thing a mechanic would wear.
No.
Nerdist.com.
Why would Chris go? No, cut out right there.
No.
Todd's obviously laughing out of control. Just end the show right there.
Legendary said no more.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to let you finish the story, but I got to do this. Chris Hardwick, and this is true, wants me to play this through the whole show. And this is the truth.
Okay.
He says, you need betting music. Like they used to, you know why they used to play betting music in radio? Because it was a good idea. Through the whole show.
Oh, yeah.
You think this is going to...
Oh, this is great.
Oh, you like it?
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah, Todd, how you
keeps
doing?
Keeps you on your toes.
Yeah, keeps you going. I think Hardwick's...
You know what? Can I tell you? What if he's right? What if he's right? I'm not always so interesting, but at least with the piano music behind us, everything's going to be okay.
Oh, good, I have a fun show today.
Now, people are probably having more fun right now. Let's play it again. Maybe he's right.
Oh,
hey, I'm Nashville Gus. Hey, can I be honest? It woke us up.
I wake up. How you doing?
Hey.
You're going to come to Podfest.
You can't sing anything. This beat is so quick that it's hard to try to ad-lib even singing the numbers.
A 1, a 2, a 3, a 4, a 5, a 6, a 7, a 9, a 10, 11, a 12, a 13, a 14, 15, 16, a 17, 18, 19, 20, a 21, a 22, a 23, a 24, a 25, a 6.
Only you. Let me tell you something. If you're not loving that, you're giving it's high candy. You are letting. I don't know how you do it. I am very silly.
I'm silly.
Well, I don't mean to brag. I'm just saying.
I don't. I have time to not be
I'm not
serious
saying that.
All the
your
time.
Guys blow it out of proportion sometimes, and you do this, and you make it look like I'm bragging when I'm not.
What are you doing? Spreadsheets.
No, you don't scare me anymore.
Bits all the time.
Okay, I get it. It's not even something materialistic that I was bragging about.
Even
I was bragging about letting
traffic.
An emotion out.
People are like, boo, traffic. But I'm like, boo, I'm a ghost because I'm silly.
Does it take
boo.
A therapist to figure out these guys? They're all jealous. So anyway, listen, so I won $7 million. That they say nothing.
they just let that one slide.
Oh, it's cool.
Oh, sweet.
Right, listen,
$7 million, nice.
So back to we're going to put her out. We're going to get the helicopter going. We're going to create a scene.
Right.
This is called Theater of the Mind with Help. That's why I say with help, because we're the help. Otherwise, they don't need us.
The minute you started saying, can I take a stab at what she was going to wear? I was like, oh, I'm going to say no. I just had it like, I was like, hey, whatever he says, I'm going to go, nope.
No.
Just shut it down. That's wrong.
What I would do if I was in an improv troupe the night after when, like, they go, SNL's coming Thursday night. What I would do in every bit without anybody knowing, whatever I was asked, I would go, nope. And then they would go, I love that guy. Was that a running idea throughout the whole night? No, he did that. No one knew he was going to
do it. Hey, it's weird we're in the spaceship.
Nope.
No, we're not.
But I don't see no spaceship.
Shut it down.
I'm out of here.
There was at the Improv in Chicago, they used to do a late night show that was, and sometimes they'd have improv troupes. And Matt Besser did some of them and stuff like that. And it was fun, but there was a little bit of a... I'm telling an old story about the
No, please try to ignore the music and just tell your story.
Sure, absolutely. And so we would do play, they'd like get the stand-ups and the improvisers. And what we would do is you gotta sing a song when this music's playing. It's like, oh, it's an Achilles heel, it's kryptonite. You gotta stop a guy from telling a story, make him sing a song.
Oh, God.
You can't not, you gotta sing along.
How fun is this?
It's a blast.
I can't, can I tell you something? James, who played piano for me with Nick on drums in Pittsburgh, who was great, I called him. I go, remember that night you were ad-libbing, James, with the thing? You're going, ba-ba-ba-bum-ba-bum-ba-bum-ba-ba. Could you send me something like that? And guess what I got? I checked. 2 minutes later, he went to his piano. And then 2 minutes after that, he goes, I also was just fiddling around. I made more of a big band sound. Do you like this? Does life get better? This is how I want my life to be.
Well, here's what you do with this music. All right, shut it down for a second. If you were in a relationship argument, and in the middle of the argument, you just like cued this. You know what I mean? Here. I'll give you the cue.
Okay, you too.
I'm not
trying to ignore you.
No, I know you're not trying to ignore me. It's just this. We go through this every single time. Like I walk in, and I'm not. I'm trying to do something nice. I'm trying to cook dinner, and then you're not really paying attention to it. I'm not.
I'm not trying. I'm trying to just come in. I don't know what you're.
Well, you got
to
just make some kind of an effort. It's like
I do. I'm trying.
You're not trying. I'm just saying that. What you want? Oh. We gotta fix a relationship. We gotta communicate. We gotta.
I think what's better is that you plow through it with this. You can't. It's very hard to talk through that with a serious conversation.
Oh, right. I seriously.
You know what I mean? It's like you're arguing, but. Hold on. I need to get some. I had a spray bottle and I acted like I was spraying it in my mouth. Hold on. Everything's fine. I got a little lost and I apologize. So I think what I need to do is take. What time is it?
Game time.
I always hate to ask what time it is. It what? Wow, I have an hour
Pacific
and
Standard
a half
time.
Maybe with you more. Maybe, it could be a little less.
West
don't
Coast.
Don't get excited. And
best
don't,
Coast.
West Coast, left Coast. I like how I'm like in another planet.
West Coast, left Coast.
So let's do the bit.
All right.
I'm professional, fuck it. They're so mad. They're like, I can't believe it. I was hoping he forgot because then we could be like, yeah, that's not what a good interviewer does. But then they remember. Now they're like, fuck. God damn it, he does it all.
All the time.
So the woman is up there. She's making demands. You're the police sergeant talking over the PA of the car.
So it's like a nice blouse?
No, I see her in more of kind of a very plain.
Oh, yeah, it's not it. Right.
Yeah, I see her in sort of almost like an Amish type dress. Like she looks like really plain Jane who just lost her shit. She was the quiet lady, you know what I mean? Just librarian, and she just fucking snapped one day.
And she's at a. By the way, I'm loving that we're back into this because it's very interesting.
The first time
she held up a Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, because her voice just sounds like one day she just went in there and she just said, you know, like she fucking suffocated her cats in a bathtub and came down there and just went, okay, now I'm getting a goddamn Krispy Kreme. Like she just fucking bug fucked.
But the cats live. She was mean to them, but they are in a good home now.
No, they're dead.
Oh. You know what I like to do? I like to make up songs with this audience. The problem is I can't. That's what I've been doing all week on stage.
Why don't you think a little bit about the song and let it play? I find the people who like to sing and run away.
I lost my virginity to this song. Okay, let's do the... it's the only thing that could really get me in a good mood. Let's create the scene.
Okay.
She's yelling out the window. Maybe put a lot of reverb in her voice so it sounds like she's yelling out the window.
Not to share a whole sack of Krispy Kreme donuts, the traditional ones that have been covered with glazed sugar.
Okay, yeah, glazed sugar. Now we got that.
I can't get them here. I have to go to Toronto.
Okay, we're gonna.
Braised oxtail with dirty rice.
Okay, well, yeah, we're going to try to get you. We're in a Krispy Kreme.
Lemon chicken. Chicken scallopini. Veal scallopini.
He has to let everybody out. You want to get everybody.
Ma'am, I tell you what. First I give you the donuts, you let a person out.
A 3-minute, 32-second poached egg on toasted English muffin. I want a princess tart.
A princess?
Why can't you find princess tarts anymore?
I don't know what a
princess tart.
Ma'am, we're gonna try to get you the princess tart and the oxtail and all that other stuff. Here's what I want to do. I want to get you everything.
The corner of a slab birthday cake that's been covered with purple icing flowers.
Okay, here's what I want to do. We'll get you one at a time, and then each time I get you one of those, you're gonna get me a hostage. That sound great? Sound like a plan? Then you'll get everything you want, and then we can all walk away. I want this to work out, because if it gets bad, if the volume gets turned way up, then nobody gets icing.
Real Caesar salad that's been made with a base of a raw egg.
All right. I've never heard of a Caesar salad cooked that way, quite honestly.
I want potato wedges and a Tacky Jack hamburger that's just still slightly pink. Slightly.
Man, we got a food truck on the way. I gotta see an act of good faith. Just give me one. This is the food truck. It's coming right now. The food truck's on its way. But I just need to see it. Give me one hostage, and then we get the food truck and the everything you need.
Tortilla with beef and onion and fresh squeezed lime juice.
Oh, good.
Ma'am, we're gonna get you.
I want a Costco hot dog.
I'm seeing this as kind of a beef-heavy diet. I don't want to get you into a cholesterol situation you can't get out of.
Two more. So much caramel that when you stick the spoon in, that it starts to tip over the sides of the container.
Oh, I love caramel myself. You know what's going to be great? We're going to have caramel out here. I tell you what, let's get some of these hostage, some of this caramel. You'll get some. All the guys on the force will get it. They'll love it. You got to work with me a little bit here, ma'am.
I want a mile-high Montreal smoked meat sandwich on light rye bread with just a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Mustard. And I want a pulled pork sandwich, a barbecued pulled pork sandwich.
Ma'am, this is a lot of meat. We got to have a dialogue here. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm hearing you, but you got to hear me. I got to get something back from you. Just give me one hostage, peek through here. We get them safe, and then I got all the mustard and the pulled pork and everything you want. It's all coming.
That you roll in whipped up raw egg, and then you dredge them in...
Well, this is the third raw egg I've seen. Like, I'm worried.
Potato croquettes. I want a Dungeness crab and Asian noodles.
Okay, ma'am.
I need a St. Pauli girl beer.
I want to stay away from the beer. Let's keep everybody level-headed, all right? Now, just got to give me something. I've got a sniper queued on you right now, and I don't want to give him the green light. I don't want to do it. I want to get people out of there alive. So let's you and I find some common ground here.
Greek lasagna that's made with a base of a white sauce that's like a bechamel, but it wouldn't be a bechamel sauce in a Greek lasagna. And it's got just a hint of shaved nutmeg.
I feel like there's a lot of money trouble coming out of Greece. I don't know if we're going to be able to get that lasagna out of there, quite honestly, ma'am. And I've never heard of a bechamel. But this is more... I mean, you're ordering more food than all of you and the hostages in the building. Like, I don't want anybody to overeat. I want people to be fed.
Holy shit, Graham. Graham, bring that down. We're going to take a break. My head Like, I know what people... You know when people go, my head hurts because I'm laughing so much, you just think, oh, that's an expression? My fucking head hurts. By the way, let me explain something. Max, if you're not happy, if Graham... He just did what Babe Ruth did for that kid. Throwing, hey, Mr. Ruth, hit the ball out of the field. Boom, he did it. This Max, you should be so giddy with laughter right now. You should be giggling around your house, fucking jumping up and down, because this fucking guy, Graham, comes in here, does your idea. He does your idea. And by the way, we know what was more magical about it? He coincidentally had the same idea that you told me. He didn't do it because he heard your idea. He mentioned, oh, we should make this like a hostage in a situation. I go, that's what fucking Max said.
Max, here's what I want you to do. Here's my inspiration for this.
Wow, Max is freaking out right now.
Max,
honey!
Max.
Oh, my God, my girlfriend is going to freak out. My significant other.
This is a diversity-centric podcast.
Max, pull your car over.
Max, pull your car over.
Put your blinkers on,
put
Max.
Put your blinkers on, Max. You're freaking out. You can't drive down the road giggling. Like, your feet are literally flopping out of the window. You're going to get pulled over because we mentioned them. That's what happened.
Max, here's what I want to do.
Max is freaking out.
Max, if you haven't watched the movie Dog Day Afternoon, I want you to watch it because my inspiration on this character was Charles Durning as he talked to Al Pacino in Dog Day Afternoon from the 70s. It's an amazing performance. And Charles Durning, there's a scene in there. This is what I was referencing when she asked for the St. Pauli girl. There's a scene in there where Al Pacino's like, I need some pizzas. Let's get some beers. And Charles Durning goes, hey, soft drinks, soft drinks. Let's keep everybody level-headed. Because Charles Durning has a SWAT team that wants to grease Al Pacino. And Charles Durning is just like, I want everyone to come out of here alive. And they're trying to – and there's, he's got the – it's a fucking great movie. It's Sidney Lumet.
What movie are you talking about?
Dog Day Afternoon.
Yeah, it's I feel embarrassed that I guess I don't see a lot of movies, but that's a classic movie.
It is a classic movie, and this is my inspiration in the scene that we just did with the I Want Lady.
Well, that's not nice. This is what Chris Hardwick says we should play through every interview. I said, people are going to be offended. He goes, no, they don't give a shit. I go, Chris, I can't interview somebody and play this in the background. He goes, why do you have it? I go, we did it as a bit. He goes, no, just play it. It'll people. It fills in your shitty, boring parts. I go, first of all, Chris, it's my show. I appreciate you don't talk to me that way. He goes, Todd, you got to admit that with the blah, blah, blah in the back, it's better. And guess what? I think you might be right about this, too.
It's good.
I mean, this is more entertaining. Turn it off.
Well, who wants to listen to me drone on about some goddamn movie from 40 years ago?
Yeah, talk about the movie for 40 years. Now try it with music and try it with the blah, blah, blah. I want to see if it's better.
Great thing about this is a Sidney Lumet classic is, you know, you get to see a young Al Pacino do everything he's supposed to do. And Charles Durning is one of our best character actors. And Sidney Lumet really created the tension of a hot day. Pacino character choice. His character was supposed to have glasses, and Al Pacino chose to not wear glasses to show that this guy was just having a
somewhere
bad
somebody's
day.
Doing that to somebody.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll be back with the Todd Glass Show. We're back. That's how quick it is, folks. We make all our own breaks. People send in good stuff a lot, like song, you know, like, I'll admit, like, song parodies, they're not always great, but this one is definitely a good one.
Oh, I mean, baby, let me.
You got to admit it.
Your loving teddy bear, just put a chain around my dick.
You know, leave me that's a good one, right?
Oh,
that's a good
be
one.
You teddy bear.
You know, I really don't. Honestly, like, if someone's singing online, I'm a different person even on stuff like that than I used to be. I try to, like, go not if they're bad. Like, you know what? They're having a good time. So, like, this guy, to him, that's funny. Like, so it's equivalent of someone that doesn't know they can sing. You know, it's like they don't know they can't sing. They have no idea. And it's like, all right, well, then maybe it's sad, too. So here's this guy. It's a little less sad. He thinks that was worth not. Maybe I'm wrong. Like, I don't want to be that guy who says maybe I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, then fucking stop. But yet I still think it's funny that he was in his living room and he recorded that and thought it was, yeah, I probably should put that up on YouTube.
Oh, baby, let me be your loving teddy bear. Just put a chain around my dick.
Okay.
Leave me anywhere. Okay. Oh,
what's the
me
best
be
case scenario? And try to be nice. that he put this up, maybe just to make his friends laugh. I know he didn't. If he was to hear the show, he'd go, I didn't think it was going to change my life. I thought maybe what? I get it. It's not. I was just a stupid little. Let's play it again. Picture. Wow. Play it again. Do you think we should play the real song so people know the difference?
Oh, baby, let me be your loving teddy bear. Just put a chain around my dick and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be your teddy bear.
Be him calling his friend. He's got to come help. He doesn't know how to download this thing. And his friends ask, I'll be the friend. You need me to come over because you just recorded that and you want to put it online.
So the dick guy doesn't know how to put...
He doesn't know how to do it. I'm a more computer savvy guy. But I'm also asking you questions.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I recorded this really funny song, and I do an Elvis thing, but then I change one word around
what
from neck
about?
To dick.
What?
I go from neck to dick.
And you record yourself doing it?
Yeah, I've got a neck dick switch, and I want to put it up on YouTube.
Hold on. I'm telling you the truth, I'm busy. You do what? You sing a what?
Yeah, like Elvis.
And what song do you do?
Teddy Bear. Yeah.
Can you just change?
Yeah, let me. I'll do it right now.
Let me hear it.
Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be your teddy bear.
Yeah, just like that. I want to put that on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know how to upload it. I'm an idiot with computers.
You didn't say dick just then.
I did it like Elvis the first time. Here, now, that was the first one.
Oh, and then you do it like... You
now I'll do the joke version.
I'm going to go back into the character. I didn't break that much. You got to give me credit. Oh, so what... Oh, see, I'm just a little busy, so I get it. You did like a song, like Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah.
And you want to put it on... You want to put it on YouTube or you're just telling me about it?
No, I filmed it, but I don't know how to put it up on YouTube. I don't know how to upload it.
Why do you need to put it on YouTube?
The world needs to see. I'm changing neck to dick. You get it? Because Elvis was like,
put a chain around my neck.
But I'm like,
put a chain around my dick.
Oh, so it's funny.
Yeah. Instead of a neck, it's a dick. I mean, who would put a chain around their dick, and who's going to see it? What kind of a teddy bear has a chain on their dick? You get it?
Well, yeah, I understand. I'm just so busy.
Put a chain around my dick.
See? I didn't say neck. I said dick.
I know. I get it. I get it.
You got to see this.
Listen, what's your name?
Jerry.
Jerry. I would help you, and I get it. You want to put a funny video on YouTube. I get it.
Yeah, because it was neck, and now it's dick.
Cannot wait till Monday?
It's got to tie. Come on! People aren't going to see this. I'm going to lose downloads. Because the Elvis song, it's a very popular song.
I know.
Yeah.
Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
He's talking about a teddy bear.
I know the song, but I can't come over there. Look, I'm going to have to be a little more strict.
Around my
I
dick,
can't come over.
Around my dick.
Yeah,
not,
I get
not
it, Jerry.
Neck, around my dick.
God damn it. You know what they say? In San Antonio, they go, if you're having a good time, we're having a good time. That resonates with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, because right now, who's not loving that this guy is calling his friend and telling him he's got to come over and help him get that? He needs to get that. In front of the people.
Yeah.
He's afraid he's going to lose
downloads. He's going to lose it. He's going to lose downloads. And he thinks what he did was brilliant.
Play it again. Here's
him. Oh, baby, let me be your loving teddy bear. Just put a chain around my dick and leave me anywhere.
What's,
oh, let me
can
be.
I want to spend a little time and talk about this more seriously. What's best case scenario for this guy?
Best case scenario.
He didn't think it was that funny. I just did it. Let me take my.
He just said, "No, I don't think it was just stupid. A little thing I did. It was stupid. I just put it up. I was having a good time."
Yeah, I think best case scenario. He's like, he just had a dumb idea. He heard the song and went, "Put a chain around my dick," and went, "Aha, I'm gonna put that." And just like turned his phone on and went, "Haha." The way you do with any sort of like throwaway joke you throw up on
social media.
You don't
go post it.
But he posted it like, this will be funny, and maybe, 20 of my friends will
laugh.
Are
we being hard on him? Because I do serious journalism. You think it's funny? No, do you? Hey, Graham, I don't, most of the bits, you're the one yelling at me. Whenever I yell at you, I get scared because I've through the world of bits, you're always the manager yelling at me. You know, every bit we do, you're yelling at me, and I love it. That's good to play the yeller, but it is also it's fun to be the one.
To get yelled at.
To get yelled at. Okay, so listen. So put a chain around my dick. Hey.
Yeah.
You know, it's got a catchy tune. I'm not, well, I don't mean to, what if
well,
our,
no,
one of our listeners.
Well, no, because it's Elvis.
Well, that's. What if one of our listeners takes that song and put a chain around my dick and turns it into a song? We go to him and then to us and then to the real Elvis, because we just have to go around the room right now giving someone out there is a brilliant editor. So let's just go around the room saying his line, and then it'll put us together like a harmony. So put a chain around my dick. And I'll say it together. So put a chain around my dick. That's the harmony. Just you sing it. A lot of reverb.
And leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be your teddy bear.
I put a chain around my dick. You see, if anybody's confused right now, they're thinking, what's Todd talking about? You know what I mean. Someone's going to email me something. They're going to take this. They'll do a mix with it, and they're going to put this in it.
Yes.
This part right now is going to be with music in the background because it's me basically saying, yeah, I was fucking right. I knew what I was talking about. Look what they did. They just, what we just heard just then, that was pretty fucking cool, wasn't it? But in the podcast studio, people looked at me like I was losing my mind. But now it's done, so now you all look ridiculous if you were disagreeing.
My favorite thing about this, it is like the quintessential horrible song parody because it's one... changing one word.
Oh, you don't like it?
I love it.
No, let me play it again, because maybe I wasn't giving it.
Oh, baby, let me be your loving teddy bear. Just put a chain around my dick and leave me anywhere. Right.
It's like, you know what I mean? It's like...
All right, let's move on. I don't have time to joke around.
It's like, and she's renting the stairway to heaven. Ah, ha, ha. Get it? Not buying. She's renting it.
What are we going to do? You know what you'd be fun with? You know, I don't like the S's because it always... I think you should leave it in, though, because I don't like to ask what time it is during the podcast because I feel like it makes it look like you're looking at the clock.
Right.
You should... When people come over your house to hang out, I don't want people looking at the clock. I'm not. But like Daniel Kino once said, it takes me 45 minutes to put the brakes on. So I got to start asking what time it is to know when to put the brakes on. I can't. Oh, we have 10 minutes left. Wow. I hate that.
Yeah.
I need 40 minutes, 35 minutes. So what time is it? Yeah. Shit, we got more than I thought. Oh, shit. I thought we were...
Do you think we had like, what, 20 left or so?
I thought we had like 20 left. And to tell you the truth, I feel like we have an hour to go. I thought it was a lot closer.
Yeah.
To edit this out, Aristotle. Graham, here's what I want to talk to you about.
We had the closing bit kind of...
Do you...
ramped up.
Do you want to... Hold on. It's good. Everything's good.
I mean, you threw away most of those Post-its.
Stop. Seriously. People are stressed out of their minds. It's almost like they need a drill sergeant to tell them to relax.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? It's like they need a drill sergeant to tell them to relax. Like, that's what people need. They need to be ordered. Hello, mommy? Does anybody say mommy when they get scared? That would not be a good thing as an adult. Like, let's say you're 20 years old, you're out with all your friends, and thunder hits, you go, mommy!
Yeah, I don't think anyone's ever done that outside of a movie.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about. So yeah. All old movies are full of shit, right?
All of them.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, I'm not sure which one you're... Well,
The Impossible Dream on the trumpet. But you got it, because remember you're like, oh, I bet this is it, and you were right, and then you got it. It doesn't matter.
Maybe I didn't put it on the board.
Oh, maybe.
I think I got it here.
It's all right. Look, I'm easy breezy.
I don't know. It's my first day back. Is it all
right? You're doing fine.
I felt like, you know.
Let me tell you something.
I just don't know if...
You're doing a good job. Seriously. Don't. Do not cry in front of a guest. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Is he correct?
You're not feeling it?
I wasn't going to cry.
Oh, it's a fake. It's a fake. It's not a real cry.
I'm feeling
it. It's a manipulative cry. You know what the doctors told me?
That's like being
ignore him.
Don't cry. Don't cry. Boo. I want to run off. Who's not going to cry if you told me not to cry?
It's fake.
Why are you saying don't cry?
No, because it's fake. And he knows it's fake.
Oh, yeah, it's fake.
I don't give in. I want to give in.
Yeah,
we just give in.
Put a chain around my dick instead of neck. You know what I mean?
That's all this guy talks about. Even in this situation, he's telling somebody about a song parody that he posted on. All right, Grant, Jake, I'm sorry. It was wrong. It was your first day back. I was throwing too much at you.
It was a lot.
It was a lot.
It was more than I should have had.
That's what I'm saying. So now let's just move on. No big deal.
Just say it one more time and we'll move on.
Now he's using like a fake puppet voice.
Well, because the guy's faking that he's crying. Like, he has to act like he's in another octave.
Oh, okay.
I'm so upset. I can't even let my vocal cords down because I'm so scared.
Oh.
All right, listen, I have a lot of show to do. What were we talking about? People are stressed out of their goddamn minds.
Yeah, they are, Ted.
They need like a drill sergeant to tell them to relax.
That's a good call.
And I'm going to make that you.
Oh, all right.
Listen up.
I thought I was a drill sergeant.
I know. I was introducing you. Oh. Don't they introduce each other?
Sure.
I thought that's how they did it because they wanted a little stage time. He goes, hey, can I introduce you, Sergeant?
Yeah.
Listen up, troops. I want to introduce you.
Here's what
he introduces me.
No, what? How many people?
Well, he's the opening act.
Here's how you do it.
Are you guys ready to get introduced to the person who's going to introduce the drill sergeant, sir?
No, do it like it's a new agey self-help thing, and we've got someone who's really here to help you, and then the drill sergeant comes in.
Oh, my God. I don't...
You think you can do like a new age, like, I know you guys are all stressed out, and you came here for this meditation class, so I really want to... We're going to try something new to help you guys.
And then I throw to the drill sergeant?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's your name? Sergeant Johnny Colorado?
Sergeant Johnny Colorado.
It's the only one I know I can remember. That's why I picked it. Listen, we want to... Well, who am I talking to?
You're talking to... It's a meditation class.
It's not like the troops are...
Not
anything.
Troops. No, it's,
oh,
a,
okay.
It's a meditation class like in West L.A. Everyone's okay. Calm. They're like, what, we're going to... Peaceful, and you're like, oh, and there's Buddhas everywhere, and you're playing...
Oh, music. And someone yells practicality at them. Like, the drill sergeant comes in, and he's like, why don't you...
Yeah.
People are sitting pretzels.
People are starving. It's people nice. Are starving. Okay,
people
here we
like,
go. Here we go.
They want help.
Hey, everybody, thanks for coming out again. We can you put more reverb in my voice? Well, even if I owned a place like this, I would have reverb built in. You think I would? If I owned a gym, you don't think I'd put reverb on
of
the
course.
PA system?
Everything.
Why wouldn't I?
What am I?
Hello.
Am I a savage?
We want to thank you guys for coming out. And, you know, I think this is at the point during the journey where you realize that you can unwind and you can untangle some knots at simplest. It doesn't have to be a big deal, but you can let things go. You can learn to figure things out. Life can be better. And it's a constant reminder of what's right and what's wrong and what's decent and what's kind and what's fair and what love is, and to be reminded, as bad as things get, that they can also be just glorious. So here to take our enlightenment to another level, Sergeant Johnny Colorado.
What's up, maggots? Oh, you're all stressed out with your little candy-ass lives, and now you need to come pay some weirdo hippie to get your stress out of your life. You disgust me. You are vile bags of shit. Here's an idea. Don't be stressed out. Have any of you ever been in a forward area? Have any of you ever been in a combat zone? I say negative, because if you were, you would not be in this candy-ass new age place. You would never be here. I will give you stress. I will put a revolver to your head. And you have to make a decision if your buddy lives or dies. Now, will that be stress? Will you have a latte to do that? Is there a coexist sticker that you can put on the side of your M1 rifle as you put your life in another man's life and ask him to do the same? I suggest not, maggots. Now get up, your candy asses. Tell stress that it has just had its ass handed to him, and napalm the shit out of your stress and get yourselves out in your life and get something done with your goddamn lives. You are disgusting civilian bags of shit.
Oh, that's what you get after that.
Talk glass show tonight. And Graham,
I like
like it.
You deserve that. Can I tell you? Seriously, you know my favorite thing to do? Laugh and then instantly go back and talk about it. Why not start right away? Who says you have to reminisce a month later? Why not start instantly? That's the fun part of life. So let's go talk about what just happened. By the way, seriously, that was fucking painfully funny. It was everything I wanted that bit to be. Well, and that's why there's some pictures here. I don't know. Do you mind? Put up the first slide. This is... Hold on. I think the projector's stuck.
Oh, shit.
There we go. Oh. Now you're... You know what? This bit... In this picture here, you're holding up a sign that says, in the event that we're doing a bit and you're not feeling it, don't do it. Oh! That's what it said on the first slide. On the first slide, it said you're wearing a shirt that said it's like you were part of an improv troupe, but it said if you're ever doing a bit and for some reason you're not feeling it, don't feel the need to continue it. So that's the first slide, and then we should stop the bit.
What a nice moment that was.
That was a nice moment. That gave us the surrender. Me personally, look, my manager's walking down the street.
Quick story. I was in college, and
sure, we have time for a quick story.
There was the guy. And it was a buddy I met in college, and we saw like a homeless dude. We did that bit, like, hey, dude, there's your dad. And this guy, for whatever reason, said, what are you talking about? You've never met my dad. How would you even know what my dad looks like? And we were like, what? You never did that's your dad joke? And he goes, no. And he's dead serious. He goes, you've never met my dad. How would you even know what he looks like?
Now, who doesn't know that joke on this planet?
Anywhere. It was unbelievable.
My dad used to do it to me.
I know.
It was embarrassing. He'd go, you see that kid? He's, how would it work? I can't figure it. There's just something in there.
Yeah, there's your twin brother. And then there'd be like a guy with a,
It was
horn.
Funny, whatever I said, that's all I care about. I don't need to understand it.
Bing, bang.
Bing, bang, boom, 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 boom. Hey, by the way, if you know someone next to you in the car has the radio really loud sometimes, can I tell you something? Maybe shame on me for doing this bit. That doesn't happen that much anymore. Do you think there's a reason? It used to be a really... Now you don't hear it that often, it's like...
Everyone's headphones.
It's embarrassing. And... Even the average person knows, don't be... That's a little embarrassing.
Yeah.
It's a little much. So what you could do is just play this.
Wally Kennedy has Tri-State Forecast coming up next. Enjoy.
Get a big speaker on the top of your car. Play the news.
KYW News Time, 5 o'clock.
That's so loud.
Yeah.
All news, all the time.
KYW HD, and
wouldn't that be good if you had that speaker coming out of your car? You could play that?
Even when people play loud music.
Yeah, when they play loud music, you blast the news out of your stereo.
That'd be great.
Oh, that bit didn't work. Wow, let's stop and talk about it. I can't have an elephant in the room like that. What do you think went wrong? I really thought it was going to be funny, and I'm being honest. What was the bit?
I think it's a little... The bit was the loud radio. I think maybe... I think there was the premise.
Oh, it's hacky?
Maybe just a little done before.
Yes. Hey, by the way, at least I can admit it.
Yeah.
Well, admitting it is the first part. Stopping it.
Yeah.
What about that parody you think I was playing? You think we should not play that anymore? Mm. Is that maybe put a ring around my dick? Should we not do that stuff? If my show's slipping, I'd rather know it. I don't want people to go, Todd, man, he's either hits it out of the park being socially evolved. I know that's what they say. or he just goes in for a big old hot shit sometimes.
God, that guy's like a dirty potato.
What do you think they would say? They would be like, hey, how many jingles can you buy?
Yeah, like really? Another jingle? Oh, come on.
No, just especially now when I'm like 80. It's just... Jake playing jingles. You know what they tell me over there?
You're
at
just
the studio?
Scoring the jingles, kinda.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's like they tell you when I. Let me be a little older. I'm 90, but I do a podcast every week. That's all that ever happened for me. And and then
that's all you want to do at that point, you know, just a podcast.
Yeah, so I do the podcast, but the word out on the street is that it's mostly we play a lot of jingles, and Todd just just makes funny sounds.
You're just 90, just like,
it's all bells and whistles. I got a little lost in this bit, but let's hop back in. Whenever I re-listen to the show and this happens, I go, it's not as bad as you thought it was. You got lost, you jump back on track. So what were we talking about?
I have no idea.
Either do I, see, because I'm a good interviewer. A good interviewer doesn't outshine his guests. Sure, I know what it was, but I'm not going to blurt it out like an idiot. I don't remember either. I go public with.
Were you talking about the drill sergeant bit?
Yes, that was so funny.
Wow.
Well, no wonder I stopped. I knew I stopped for a reason. You don't just plow past a bit like that. When you have some good wine, you stop and you go, fuck, you did that bit great.
Here, my motivation for that, obviously, comedy film nerds, I'm a big film guy. R. Lee Emery from Full Metal Jacket.
What is his name again?
R. Lee Emery from Full Metal Jacket. And he actually is an actual Marine Corps drill sergeant. Little known fact, during Stanley Kubrick, they had cast a actor to play the drill sergeant in Full Metal Jacket, and R. Lee Emery was the military consultant. He saw that the actor wasn't doing it correctly, and he just stepped on, as the story goes in Hollywood parlance, he stepped on set and just decided to do what he had always done in the Marine Corps, and he was hired on the spot.
It's
you can also see R. Lee Emery play a drill instructor in the movie The Boys from Company C, another Vietnam movie, but not as popular as Full Metal Jacket.
Oh, I'm going to let you pick. We're going for the clothes.
Do you know that?
Do you bring neighbors over Jell-O? Me and Jake started laughing about that last night. Like, isn't there something funny? Did people used to bring over bowls of Jell-O to their neighbors?
Yeah, remember that?
That's weird now.
No one's brought. It's part of it. So,
not bringing something. A cake, it's fine. Jell-O, it just seems so.
Jell-O's weird. We wrote a note last night for one of Todd's new neighbors who's moving in.
Yeah,
you know, and that was like the new age Jell-O, essentially, because you wrote like a nice note for somebody.
You know what I realized? I was talking about flight attendants, how the power that they have when they're really nice. And it's amazing. It's
right.
I just had that experience, and I know it. I'm like, wow, there is a capsule flying through the sky that has a good energy. Look, let's just admit there's energies. Even that means everyone's in a good mood. There's either one person in a good mood. But when everybody's in a good mood, you feel it in the air. And they had power over that. That's what these three great flight attendants did. They were just great at dealing with everybody. Even somebody you would witness that was a little grumpy old guy, but they still even dealt with that fucking great. You know what I mean? And I thought, because that's the energy they created. So when the new people are renting upstairs, I thought, I could leave them any note I want. A note does a lot. To welcome someone into, you create the space. You whatever I say goes on upstairs. If I, by the way, I do think it has a good energy. But if you take the time to say that, but if you tell someone it's haunted at your house and you think it's haunted, you think it's haunted, you think it's haunted. That's what it's going to be.
Right.
So if you tell people it's good energy because you feel it is, that's what it's going to be. So I left. We made a pretty nice note.
You got to pick a good font.
He
for
did.
That
he,
as well.
He picked a nice font. I didn't think it was so great. But.
What?
No, I mean, I didn't want to say it off the air because on the air I feel you have to act better. So I didn't want to tell you off the air. I didn't think that. And you can't cry every time.
No, I'm not going to.
It's unprofessional. Can I tell you something? It does not. Never mind. It doesn't look good in front of a guest.
No, say it on the air. I have to react
better.
I said
it doesn't look good in front of a guest. I see Graham and he won't admit it. He's looking at you like it's sad. I don't know if you think it's sad the way I'm dealing with it. But he cries. He manipulates the show.
It's a little.
Be honest. Don't try to sell me.
Weird. I do it because it's how I feel. I do it because it's how I feel.
Are you doing it now? I know.
I'm not doing it now.
Okay.
I'm not gonna do it now.
I feel a little manipulated.
I feel like I'm throwing him down the street. He doesn't want to go down. That's all right.
I have this. Hard rap persona now, you know, I'm like a professional rapper, so it's just I can't be just crying, Todd, you know?
Well, you're right. Well, that is true. Here's what we're going to do. If I give myself a goal, that's what my goal will be, and then I'll be able to achieve it. So I want to play this song that he did with Joe, Joe McKenzie. He stayed at his house while he was coming back from Vancouver, and they did this song.
This is Joe, a.k.a. Joe McKenzie, a.k.a.
Joe McKenzie.
And then we're gonna play that. And then right afterwards, we're gonna pause it. We're gonna say, how are we gonna close the show? So we're almost done.
We're back. Lyricist Joe, Young Jake, straight from Canada,
British Columbia.
Can't handle ya.
Jake's a rap star.
With
Jake on his way home from Canada, rhymes so harsh they'll slay and savage in my rhymes. At times are fresh, at other times sloppy. Shout out to the wind that keeps Jake's hair floppy, stealing listeners' hearts like a highly skilled thief. Wait, when do we start?
Yo, count us in, Keith.
And a one and a two and a one, two, three. And a one and a two and a one, two, three.
Sweater around the waist, crew. Let's go, Young Jake. Just crossed the border, comedy stacked, feeling like a hoarder. College shows killed it, ran down the corridor, float international, doing guest spots at your mom's fashion show. Got you choked up, mind in a fog, make you give regular human names to your dog. What up, Jeff?
The beat's hard, working up to full throttle, checking in with our producer, his name is fun to say, and he keeps the show stable, not like other show producers sitting at the same table. From behind the glass in the separate planes, dropping reverb and drums up in your face. Other podcasts, we put them on a skewer, not just bells and whistles. Todd's a real interviewer.
Is that wrong that I love this?
Show.
It's not fake.
If your summer reading's done, I'll give a recommendation. A paperback edition of the Todd Glass Situation. I'm quick to the call. Yes, my win is very clear. I'm the first one to say it. My rights here.
My rights here. Damn it.
I do see this as more of a tough image, so I get
it. Yeah, yeah.
I get it now.
The song's getting long. Nah. I don't know where the end will be. If you play it on the show, it would really mean a lot to me.
And, you know, both of us. I feel like it's not too much to ask.
We have to play this part.
Like, you know, we're just working men. So, yeah, it would mean a lot, guys.
Well, I want to play it.
Why would you?
Can't be a rapper.
This part as well. I mean, it's just like you don't even.
We like
think
it.
About
why is he crying now? It doesn't.
They sent this to us. He could have edited this.
Yeah.
But it just would mean a lot, you know? It's not that big of a
deal. We're listening. Why not?
Mean a lot, what? I don't even know what we didn't do.
We liked it.
We liked it. We did. We played it.
We played the whole song.
That's
why we're listening to this part.
Yeah.
Podcast 2015.
Yeah.
See you there.
Pull that car over, get your hazards on. Ha ha, we out.
We out.
I know what people want. I take the show in for the clothes. I take you down. It's a movie.
I can't begin to know when.
This is the movie of us all. We're getting ready to end the podcast. It's a lot of, we're getting coming back. Last minute post-its being put in front of me. I don't know what I'm doing.
People laugh.
Am I okay?
Became the summer.
Bubble machine.
Oh my god, guess what? I think I would belong in third grade if I could keep up with everybody. Really wonder what age it would be. Enough with the music. All right, listen. I play it and then I go enough with it. Never end. Never. Always funny to me. Always funny to me. Well, my mouth is so dry. Could you hand me a bottle of water, please? Even after he gives it to me. Wait, this is open.
Oh, yeah.
You never know with germs these days.
Yeah.
Friend of mine met a dog. This is a true story. You never know how you catch things. That's why you can't judge people. He was brought his dog camping, and he fucked it. And no, this is a true story. This is a true story. And he got this weird staph infection from fucking his own dog. So it's really, you don't know.
Fucking Obama.
What? Oh, we can't say what we want to say anymore? Oh, I know the mistake we made. We're supposed to talk with you. Well, I guess it's time to wrap up the show. So I want to, I want to thank everybody.
Ow.
And then we'll go to close, This is entertaining. This is entertaining, right? If we do this to close the show, would you put this out and charge for it as music? Would you say, play it again, please? I like the other version too. I don't know how to close, but you know what my new thing is?
But that's the thing. I'm sorry. We still have 40 minutes because it's like we thought we were on our last song almost. Remember? We were like, oh, we got to wrap it up. We felt that way in time, but the thing is, we still just have so long, like we're out of jingles and stuff.
We're out of jingles?
So when you said go to close, like we got a long time, you know?
Wow. What time is it? Don't be rude. Oh, Jesus. I'm having a tough night. Well, I've been drinking.
Ugh.
Yeah, you know what? Here's all I have to say about drinking. I've been drinking very heavily. I don't know. When's the last time you heard it hurt somebody?
Drinking? Right? Drinking?
Yeah.
All the time.
Nah, the people I see. They're having fun. Why hang out with younger people?
No, it hurts a lot of people.
Yeah, not that I see, like, though.
Older people.
Not that I see.
Well, I see people having a good time. Yeah, people do stupid shit. They get in trouble. You know I'm kidding, right?
Yeah, I know.
Well, sometimes even doing a character just feels so, you know. By the way, I'm not going to say who the person is, but I'm serious. I finally remembered to do that thing. Me and Eric were talking about people that made fun of Mothers Against Drunk Driving, you know, and that's right. The one I like remembering that one because that wasn't even black, white, gay, straight, right. Just anything new. I love remembering that. And even when I was younger, I remember me and my friends would make fun of them, go, really, is that because you know why? We were a little bit younger, and Mothers Against Drunk Driving, we hadn't been driving drunk for 20 years.
Right.
So that's why Mothers Against Drunk Driving irritated, because some good, well-minded people that were actually civil and kind in every way just did one barbaric act to drink and drive. And right. I've done it, but hopefully you learn your lesson.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what are we talking about?
I don't know.
No. I'm going to remember. So the barbaric act of drinking and driving.
Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Oh, yeah. So we got it. But they would make fun of Mothers Against Drunk Driving. And I was thinking, really, that's what you're going to make fun of? Mothers Against Drunk Driving? Is that the cause? Are you really pissed off at them? Hold on. We were talking about something else that connected to this. There's a reason I told that story about Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Back up. Help me out.
Well, you brought Jell-O to your neighbors yesterday.
No. Really help me.
A whole stack of Jell-O. You bought...
You're going down the road of Kim Davis or something like that? Is that where you're going? Like how they see the same argument?
No. Come on. Go back. Try to figure it out. Make it fun. Now you're looking at like, oh, let's move past it. What about if that? You said you all soaked into it and you helped me.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Instead of being like, no, come on. Where are we in a hurry? Where are we in a hurry to go? We're not in a hurry to go.
I don't want to go anywhere.
I don't want to. Is that you or him?
That was me.
Oh. Can I show you one more photograph?
Yeah. I love the photos here.
Okay. Every time we play the music, I love it. Even if it, you don't mind, just one.
No, that'd be great.
This is that one. What was that?
Oh, that was.
I give you all the work. What were you doing? Oh, there's a funny one. What are you wearing there?
Oh, wow. Well. I'm wearing the pants that I had on the first time.
Be the most vanilla guy doing this. Yeah. This bit isn't for you. Oh, what are you in a bucket? You're in a pool.
Oh, yeah. We're swimming in a pool, and then it was a small pool. And then that was the day the kids came out. One kid got sunburned.
Look at this. What is that? You had a big bag of... I'm tired. I don't like this bit. Thank God. If I don't feel it, you don't feel it.
They kill it.
That's what you do. That's the beauty of doing what you want. You know, if you're in an improv. Well, that's true. I lost my virginity to that. That is the truth.
To a slide whistle?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, this is a new meditation. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you hear this meditation? And I'm going to seriously. I think here's what we're going to do. Talk about taking you through the roller coaster. We're going to relax. Get everyone.
Yeah.
We're going to just get everyone really calm. And then we're going to take it home. Go. And then right back up. Because I'm a professional.
Yeah.
But I got to figure out what we're going to do to close. That's we do it right on the air. We're not scared like other podcasts. They're like, maybe we should have a closing because we're petrified. No, you talk about it on the air. Who better to talk about what to close with than the people listening to your show?
Exactly.
Let them weigh in, not through literally their speech, but I feel the energy in the air. Do a sing-along. Ooh.
I get it. People are sitting in their house going, I hope he knows we want to hear him sing a song.
There's a musical theater specter.
That I want to do close with a song. What song would you close with if we were going to let you do a song?
Oh, wow. I don't know. Probably Wanted Dead or Alive by Bon Jovi.
Wanted Dead or Alive? Would you do a Johnny Cash song?
Yeah, I would do a Johnny Cash song.
Whatever you want. I don't give a shit. You know that guy? Obviously he did.
Yeah, he obviously wants to do it. Whatever you want to do.
I don't give a fuck. Would you like drums when we do it?
Sure, yeah.
You like the whole, you appreciate all the bells and the whistles?
Yeah, of course. Okay.
So that's what we're going to close with.
I like it.
Wanted or Dead or Alive.
Let me just show you one more slide here.
Okay. That's out of focus.
Now this here, what are you doing to this?
Wow.
What is that?
Wow, that's a crazy day. We were trying to have a barbecue, and then the coals got a little too hot, and everyone got too smoky, and then we burned everything, but it was hilarious. You know what I mean? It was just hilarious.
Wait, why? Everybody is... Why? What is the fire? Oh, that fire department. Is that who's in the background?
Well, yeah. I mean, you got a little out of hand, and the house got burned down. A couple people were probably still in ICU. But, you know, it was a good barbecue, and everybody had fun. You know, this barbecue is not about the food. It's about the company. It's more of a social event. You know what I mean? Just the hot dogs and everybody, coleslaw and all that stuff. Like, I love coleslaw. A lot of guys don't like it. I love it. You know what I mean? Give me another helping. You know what I mean? Oh.
Wait.
That's the funeral for one of the guys that died at the barbecue.
Can I tell you every bit? I want to make you fucking the pig. And then I'm better than that. I don't want to do that type of improv. Like, I always go to the most disgusting thing sometimes. But I think the thing with good comedy or good improv, to fight that.
Nobody has sex with animals in good comedy.
No, it's not.
It's too simple. It's too easy.
It's too easy.
And we don't. We all do it. I got dick jokes in my act, but you try to make it smarter.
Oh, I don't have them in the act.
Oh, fuck no. That's for close.
No. Well, I do Brian Regan's act now.
Good for you.
You know what? I do better. I'm a cover comedian. What? They can do a cover song?
Why not? I'm
Super Regan, Super Diamond. I go out of Super Regan.
Well, let's look
I'm
at the
getting
next...
a lot of tour dates.
Let's look at the next photo.
Oh, is this of me? Oh, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it's Todd fucking a pig. Look at him fuck that pig, goddammit, you pig fucker. Hey, it's Todd Glass fucking a pig. Sticking his dick in a pig. Fucking a pig, yeah. In the old days, we called that pig on a spit. You know what I mean? He's fucking a pig. Then you cook it, you fuck it, and then you eat it. Yeah. Then he came on that pig's face. That's right. Pearl necklace for the pig, you stupid pig fucker. Pigs are fucking stupid. That's why you fuck them. Boy, if you ever get out in the country, fuck a pig, folks. That's what I'm saying. Take your kids out and show your kids how to fuck a pig. Fucking a pig. You know, that's where bacon comes from. Every time you eat bacon, you're eating a guy that fucked a pig. That's why I'm a vegetarian, because I don't fuck pigs anymore. You pig fucking maggots. Let's look at the next slide.
Oh, wow.
Oh, there's you in a meadow. It's beautiful.
Oh, wow.
Flowers. It's gorgeous.
That was when we were driving up to the place.
We went up to Yosemite. It was a beautiful day.
You cook it first and then you fuck it?
So that was the last slide. Don't be rude.
Don't be rude.
Then he gets offended.
You're the one that said it.
Hey. So this side's beautiful. It's a nice meadow.
You know, move past this one because I don't like this. What's this one here?
Oh, you're shitting in a kid's mouth. That's what you're going to do. Mouth shitting. It's awesome. The kids love it. We took them to Magic Mountain. Oh.
Now leaving.
Oh, just for that joke.
No, the show's over. Thanks a lot. We just lost our license. There's going to be a part 2.
You lost your license?
I just lost my license, Graham.
Well, why is that a problem?
Take off your headphones. I will talk about this. There will be a part 2 to this. I just lost my license.
How do you
Was it your last joke, what you just did?
What are you talking about? Comes in. Hardwick is going to pull your license.
You know I'm serious. Potato salad. I'm being serious.
I know you're being serious. But
I just lost my license.
Your license? To be a podcaster?
Yes.
What the fuck?
Because you let's talk about it off the air. We'll have a part 2. I just lost my license. I don't know if I like this bit.
Grant, to be fair, we did have 2 infractions before this, but this was the last 2 infractions.
I don't like this bit because it ends negatively, but that's the good part about doing your podcast. You can do whatever you want. Yeah. You just say, guess what? The bit we were just going to end with, it's too negative.
It's over.
It was funny. I got it. You just say it's over this way. You just say goodbye.
Yeah.
You say goodbye. We say goodbye. That's it. The show's over.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.
Now go fuck a pig.
No. All right. That's it.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.